All right, Sunday morning, 9:15:24. This is a Prophet's Corner, uncut. The title is I Have Restored. This is Joel 2:25. I have restored. I have restored to you what the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and the locusts have eaten. The word restore means to be safe in mind, body, or estate, to be completed, to be friendly, to reciprocate, make amends, end again, make good, repay again, make it to be at peace, that is perfect, perform, make prosperous, recompense, render, requit, make restitution, reward surely. All these things Jesus has done for us. He's not going to do it for us. He already has. All right. In the proper context, this reference was talking about when Jesus came the first time, all these things were accomplished. Now, I've turned over there. If you want to turn with me, we're going to read 26 of Joel 2. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. He promised way back then. The issues that you hear a lot about, people not being able to buy groceries, people not being able to pay their bills, people can't pay their taxes. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out of my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So he was saying that all this restore, when he came, that's what would be put in place, restored. Everything would be restored. The Lord continues here, I've given you beauty for ashes. I've turned your mourning into dancing. I've caused you to put off your sackcloth. All right, I'm going to look at these a few scriptures. I just took it in increments and looked at the scriptures. Isaiah 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. This is interesting because I think this is where we sit, I mean, as far as in our culture. And they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Aren't we doing a reset, a real restructuring, a real rebuilding of the whole earth as we know it? Yeah. Psalms 30:11 says, I've given you the oil of gladness for the spirit of heaviness. He is the restorer. He's already done it. It's not, we're waiting for God to do something. That kind of attitude has to stop because that's what's kept the church poor and broken. All the stuff that's happened. They keep thinking we're just looking for God to do something, and he's saying, I already did it. I'm looking for you to believe it. When I restore, there's nothing missing and nothing broken. I've repaired the breaches in your life. No more broken down walls. Broken relationships, but only peace. Keep these things before your eyes, for it has already been done for you at the cross. But your mind has not caught up with these facts. They have been set before you so you can consider them and change your mind about these things. All right, there's a scripture. This is Luke 9:62. Jesus said, quoted this. People are always looking back to the good old days. Well, there wasn't any. There never has been any good old days until Jesus came. All right, Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God about? Advancing forward. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Many look back at the good old days, but the truth is there was no good old days. Your best days are ahead. No more looking back and regretting or recounting old sins, for they have been forgiven. Today is a new day, and it is a day to look straight ahead and move forward. God is ahead of you. No more looking back or turning to the right hand or the left. Change your mind to my goodness, for I have targeted you with my goodness. The can-do attitude will go far. Leave all the bad behind. I restore, renew, and refresh. Take the good and throw the bad away, for this is a new day and a new season. Okay, the last scripture on this is Psalms 23:3. I'm gonna encourage you with something Brother Hagin always said, especially for those that continually seem to want to bash themselves because they didn't do it right again. He said this. He said, nobody's going to do it right all the time. And he basically said, whenever I miss it, I just acknowledge it. Lord, I missed it. Please forgive me and get right back in line and get going. Well, that's the difference between David and Saul. They both sinned. They both did wrong. But one repented and one didn't. There's a difference. So don't let mistakes you've made keep you from moving forward. Just say, okay, Lord, I missed it. I repent. Please forgive me. And move on. He has. The only one that brings us up is you. He's not going to bring it up because he don't remember you did anything because he already forgave it. He restoreth my soul. That's your mind, your will, your emotions. What we've been talking about gives you the trouble. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He's leading us in the path of righteousness. We have to believe it. We have to act like we believe it. If you miss it, like Brother Hagin said, get back in line as quick as you can. Just keep on moving forward. Brother Hagin missed it. He admits he missed it. But he repented. And that's key here. People that are unrepentant are the ones that have the real problems because God will forgive. But if no one will repent, that's arrogance and pride to think that, well, I'm not wrong. I never do anything wrong. Well, you're right there. You got a problem, right? Mm-hmm. All right. I want you to know today, God's already restored it all, he says. So what do? We walk in it to the best that we can. All right.